Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Welcome to the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well, brought to you every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. The show is designed to bring expert guests to help you rethink, reinvent, redefine, create the life of your dreams and desires. And I say that if you listen to the show every week and just take one tip, one nugget from my expert guest and use it during the week, you will see a significant change in your life. I also invite you to start writing down these things that you use, because sometimes if we don't write them down, we forget. And then, of course, by writing down whatever tip you decide to use, writing out what happens during the week as you reflect on it, it helps you see your growth. It helps you see your pattern of where you've been and where you're going. It also helps to keep you on track, so I'm a big proponent of journaling. So if you are listening to the Living Smart and Well Show and you desire to change your life, you have the opportunity right here to get all of these wonderful tips from experts to help you do it. Now, I'm asking you to take just one tip a week, because sometimes we hear so much stuff that's so good we want to try it all, and we end up going around in circles without getting anything done. But if you just concentrate on one thing at a time, I think you'll find that much of what you're doing will benefit you, because now you have a path, you have a clarity, and you have focus. This has been another magnificent week in Central Florida. It's so amazing to me that it has been so nice and cool and crisp in the mornings when I walk. And then by late in the afternoon, it starts to get really, really hot. But the morning is my time. And as I'm walking, I can see the birds. And I think I mentioned that it looks like I'm in Cardinal City, because we have so many cardinals this year. I don't remember ever seeing that many. Then the other day, I was sitting on my patio, and I happened to look in the hedge. And there was a cardinal in the hedge, but as I watched and looking at the cardinal, I noticed something moving. And for most of you, you know that I do have a fear of snakes. And as I'm watching, there's this snake crawling in the hedge, going from one side to the other. So I was talking to him, but my patio is screened in, so I didn't jump up and start screaming. So I was talking to one of my friends, and I said, "Oh, there's a snake over there, and it's moving." And she said, "You're still sitting there?" And I said, "Yeah, I have screen around my patio. Otherwise, I'd probably be running and screaming in the house." So it has been a wonderful, wonderful week in Central Florida. And now I have a delightful guest on my show. Dorothy and I have been social media buddies and following each other for probably 3 or 4 years. And we finally got a chance to really get together and have her on my show, which I'm really thrilled about. Dorothy Neddermeyer, and if I said that wrong, you'll let me know, is a metaphysician, a hypnotherapist, and a regression specialist. Tonight we're going to talk about creating your dynamic future, because it's all about who you are and what you want out of your life. Dorothy, are you there?
Yes, I'm delighted to be here. I didn't realize we'd known each other that long. Time flies.
Yeah, because it's always on social media. You'll send me a message, I'll send you a message, and then I'll tweet, you know. So we've just been following each other. So I'm really thrilled that you can come with me tonight and talk about how you can create a dynamic future, not just any future. How did you choose the word dynamic?
Because creating a future, people just think it's mundane. I've already, you know, why do I need to create some of the same? Dynamic means that it's different than the ordinary. And we forget that we can create the extraordinary or something that is dynamic for us. It doesn't. It may not be dynamic for someone else, but it is dynamic for us, and that's the exciting part, because we don't realize that we do create our own reality. Our beliefs and feelings create our reality.
Let's talk about that. How can you tell someone who is going through so much struggle and so much things going on in their life that they created that, Dorothy? I mean, you look around, your house is in foreclosure, your bank account is overdrawn, your car is about to be repossessed. There's no way I could have created all of that.
I know. That's what we believe, but it's not, it doesn't come yesterday. It has been little incremental steps that got us to where we are today. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, good, bad, or neutral, it's incremental steps that got us to where we are. One mistake that may not have been a mistake, or one piece of information that we ignored, got us where we are right now. And those were little steps that started way back somewhere.
Okay.
And we do get information from our guides, our angels, if you want to call them angels, the higher self, the source. We do get information on what we need to be doing in order for us to create what we want to create in our lives. It may be different.
Okay, Dorothy, let's stop here for a moment, because now we're going into something in the outer world, that woo-woo kind of stuff, right?
No.
And you talk about
The Bible says that we have guardian angels, doesn't it? So how can that be woo-woo?
Well, because it sounds like it's so far out there when you say you're getting information from your guides. How does one get information from their guides or their angels?
Well, it comes in different ways. It comes in different ways for everybody. It may be just one word. You may just hear a word all of a sudden coming from nowhere, or it may be a sentence that you hear, or you may have that gut sense or that intuition that we call it, or the sixth sense that we need to do something, and we either do it or we don't do it. Either way, you're going to get information. If you do it, you get information. If you don't do it, you get information. But if you're not paying attention, it's called cause and effect. That's how you create your reality. Have you ever said to yourself, oh boy, if I knew now what I knew, or if I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have done such and so, or I would have done such and so? Well, that's because you either followed or didn't follow that gut instinct or that sixth sense.
Okay. So now you're talking about creating a dynamic future, and you just mentioned you get information from your guides, you get information from your angels, and that everything that's happening in your life right now is because of the way you had been thinking. How does one change their thinking patterns to create something different?
That's a great question, and you do need to change your thinking patterns, because you cannot expect to create something different if you continue to think the same old way. Einstein said it best, you can't solve the problem using the same thinking that caused it. So you need to change your thinking, and the way you change your thinking is to listen to yourself, talk to yourself. Also, listen to what you say to other people in the course of talking about your day. And one of my favorite ones is somebody gets to work, and they say to one of their colleagues, I'm having a bad day, and it's only 8:15. How can you have a bad day when it's only 8:15 in the morning? But what you're doing is, you may have had a bad traffic on the way to work. Maybe things didn't go well at home and you had a struggle getting off to work. That's just a few minutes. But if you say you're having a bad day, guess what? You're setting it up in your mind to continue the bad day all day. those few moments that were a struggle in the morning now becomes your entire day versus, wow, I had a struggle this morning, and I'm going to just take a deep breath and start my day new. You can start your day new any minute because you only live in the minute. You can't live 2 minutes from now. You can't live your life backwards, so you might as well take a deep breath and start new in this moment.
So how would one start new in this moment?
Well, it depends on what, obviously, what it is. So let's use the example of the person who just walked in and said to a colleague, I'm having a bad day. You take a deep breath and say to yourself, I had a rough start this morning. I'm going to clear my mind and just move on. And then not allow yourself to go back and bemoan the fact that you had a flat tire on the way to work, or that you ran out of gas on the way to work, or there was a bad traffic jam on the way to work, or the kids were grumpy in the morning, or your husband didn't help out as much as you wanted him to getting the children off to school. Or whatever the case may be, you simply take a deep breath, blow it off, and move on with a new perspective, a new idea of changing, and a new idea of that was then, this is now. I don't need to live in the past.
So that sounds really so simple and so easy, Dorothy. Can you give us some tips on how we can make it as simple and easy as what you just said?
As simple as easy is, as you listen to the self-talk and say, I'm having a bad day, using that as our example, stop that thought and reframe the thought. I only had a few moments this morning that were a struggle. Going forward, I will create something new. And you go on that premise and promise not to do it again, meaning that I can change this whenever I want. I will change it whenever I want. And having that as your mantra almost, because when you first start out, your mind wants to go back to the old grooves, so to speak, the old habit patterns. And that's what you need to do is discipline yourself. Discipline yourself to give yourself new thoughts, new ideas in your head, and not to keep repeating the same old pattern over and over again.
So the first thing we would look at is disciplining yourself and to be able to recognize when something is coming up that you know you want to change, and you recognize that and stop it with the discipline of recognizing it, giving yourself permission to change, and making the decision to do something about it.
Correct. And you're the only one who can do it. No one can do it for you. So take pride in the fact that you have the courage and the strength to do it for yourself, because you're the one who's going to benefit the most. Everyone else will benefit. For example, your colleagues will benefit because you're not whining and carrying on, and your family will benefit because you're not as grumpy, and so on and so forth. But you benefit.
So, Dorothy, are you telling me that there is no silver bullet? I can't go to the doctor and get a prescription and take the pill and be done? I actually have to do work to make this happen?
Yes. Isn't that wonderful that you get to do the work yourself? And then you not only do you get to do the work yourself, you get to take credit for it. Isn't that exciting?
That is exciting. Now, you have a process that you say is direct, focused, and combined achieving your goals while clearing box. Can you give us, like, some tips on how this process works in creating a dynamic future, your dynamic future?
Right. Well, when you're healing the past while you're creating the future, is you're looking at, for example, we said that you walk into the office and you bemoan the fact that you're having a bad day. That's the past, really, because it was only, what, 10 minutes of your morning, 15 minutes of this particular morning? That is already the past. you do not need to carry that forward. But let's say, for example, you've been carrying that forward for the last 25 or 30 years. You can decide right this minute, I'm going to stop doing that. And when you do that, then you discipline yourself to reframe it and say, I've had a few rough moments this morning. I'm going to carry forward with something new. Now, in healing the past, when there's been trauma, that needs to be done on the cellular level, for example. It needs to be done on the emotional level because your cells have memory, your cells have energy, and they hold that information. You need to let go of it. For example, if your parents told you you were no good all your life, you'll never measure up, you're not good enough. That needs to be healed on the cell memory level. And that's what the hypnosis is all about.
Oh, okay. So you can use hypnotherapy to actually heal emotional on the cellular level?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Everything is recorded on the subconscious level. All experiences are recorded in your subconscious mind. The subconscious mind holds all experiences, all truth, and all answers to all your questions. So when you want to change something, you can get the formula, if you will, from the subconscious mind.
So if one wanted to just take charge of their life, decide, okay, I'm tired of living like this, I want to do something different, how can one tap into their subconscious themselves without having to go through hypnotherapy? Is there a method for that?
Yes, certainly meditation is one way of doing that. You need to be a highly, highly skilled meditator. And the other thing you need to do is to be able to know what questions to ask yourself to get to the cellular level, and then, of course, release that energy. And that's the tough part. I haven't been able to do it, and I'm probably not one of the best people to even suggest that I'm a good person with meditation, mainly because I can do it much quicker by letting someone else put me in a trance, and it pops right out. So I think it's expedient to use hypnosis. Other people who have less access to hypnosis, of course, can say, well, I'm going to just go the hypnosis, the meditation route. It'll just take a little longer to get to the bottom of the issue. Some people might not be able to do it because the wounds are too deep, meaning the wounds are too enormous. You need someone to guide you through it. For example, if you have been physically abused as a child, you had physical punishment as a child, you were sexually abused, you might have been in some other kind of trauma in your childhood that needs to be accessed by using hypnosis so that it can be healed on that level.
Okay. Now, you also do regression. Tell us what that is and how that works.
Regression is simply going back in time, whether it's last week or last month or 10 years ago or back to childhood, back to yourself in utero or back to a previous lifetime. Oftentimes we bring things, trauma, we bring many things that are unresolved from previous lifetimes. And there are several books that have attested to the fact that we bring stuff forward to work through. That's why we keep coming back into another lifetime, is to clear out the stuff that hasn't been cleared out up to this point. So one of the things that might be prominent in your life is something that you've carried forward.
Okay. Now, I've noticed that more and more people are talking about this kind of thing now. They're talking about karma. They're talking about rebirthing, regression, hypnotherapy, and tapping into your subconscious mind.
Correct.
Do you think that this is coming from a new vibrational energy on the planet, or what do you think it's coming from?
Why are more people delving into it than ever before? And I think you're right. The energy is being shifted cosmically, and also more and more people are writing about their stories, whereas before they had the stories, but they chose not to divulge them because they were worried about being considered crazy. And as people have come forward one at a time, people say, oh my goodness, that's what I'm experiencing too. That must be a past life, because people won't necessarily know that it's a past life. They may just think it's their imagination. Then when they read a book, for example, Brian Weiss's book, Many Lives, Many Masters, more and more people are reading that book, and he's on television more and more frequently. In fact, he was going to be on 60 Minutes a week ago this past Sunday, and he got preempted. His segment got preempted because of the tornadoes in the southeast.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dr. Weiss wasn't interviewed. Although it was obviously a pre-recorded interview, they preempted him. So I'm hoping that he'll get to be on the air again in the near future to talk about his latest research or talk about his latest cases in the work that he does.
Wow. So much of what might be happening in one's world could be coming from past life. That's what you're saying.
Correct. In fact, that's oftentimes that's part of it, not all of it, of course, but we oftentimes recreate what was in a past life, maybe slightly different, and sometimes even with the same players, because we do come back in what's called soul groups. So people that are prominent in your life you've been with before, your parents, your siblings, aunts and uncles, cousins, and other important people in your life, such as your significant other, your own children, if you have children already, that you've all been together in a previous experience, maybe more than one previous experience, and what you're doing is assisting each other to work that through, because they know you the best. They become a mirror for you. They mirror back to you what you need to learn. And you mirror back to them what they need to learn. It's a hand in glove. So the expression soulmate is a misnomer in one sense, because we think of a soulmate as being our ideal love life relationship. And soulmates can come in every form, way, shape, or form, in that you can be mother, father, uncle, grandparent, and so on and so forth. And that can be an issue that needs to be worked out, of retribution. It can be an issue that needs to be worked out because it was unfinished business in a previous life, or they simply agreed to help you work through something, and the way they help you work for it is to be the antagonist, or to be the foil, or to be the person who brings the information to you. So the person who you look at and say, oh, you annoy the heck out of me, that's your best friend. You want that person to be in your life, because if they annoy the heck out of you, they're bringing gifts to you, so you have the opportunity to work it through, if you see it that way. If you just allow yourself to see, okay, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this person? They annoy the heck out of me. There's a reason why. And it may not be the reason you think. So once that's done, interestingly enough, that person kind of disappears out of your life, unless you are married to them and then you need to work out a better relationship than you had before. And that's possible too.
I like what you said about the person brings you, they're bringing you your gifts. And so if you look at it as a gift, as a present, that you can do something with, that means that now you get to decide how you want this to show up for you. and you can make some changes if you desire to do that. So I like the idea of a gift. I think that's what I call being a mirror for me. When I see people and I'm thinking, okay, what do I need to work on now? What are they showing me that I need to work on? So I always look for the gift in it, or see the mirror in it and see what's going on. We have about 4 minutes left in your segment now, Dorothy. What is it you really want to leave with our listeners? And I know you have a gift for our listeners, so let's talk about that too. What message do you want our listeners to take away from you tonight?
Well, the main thing is that if you just get the fact under your belt, clearly under your belt, that you create your reality. No one out there is creating it for you. Yes, they are coming into your life to help you see yourself so that you can create your dynamic future the way you deserve to have, meaning peace of mind, health, wealth, and happiness. I mean, who says I don't want happiness? Who says I don't want wealth? Who says I don't want wellness? Nobody. We all want that, yet we're not creating it. And we're the only ones who can create it. The other thing I think that we get confused about is that all emotions are good, from love to hate, sadness to joy. And the reason that those are all good is because they teach us something. So when you are feeling, you know, like, oh, this is a lousy day, what can you learn from this? Rather than bemoaning, what can you learn from this? Even that tough morning that you had, what can you learn from that morning? Well, maybe you need to learn to get things ready the night before so that you aren't in such a rush in the morning to get out the door and get the kids to school and get off to work. So ask yourself, what can I learn from this, rather than whining and complaining about it? And I think those are the two main things. There are 10 basic principles to creating your dynamic future, and obviously we can't go through all of them today. But the best question to ask yourself is, what can I learn from this? What can I do different to create something different for myself? What do I need to say to myself? What do I need to be doing? What do I need to have as my resource? And who can I find it from, or where can I find it?
Wow. Okay, so what can I learn from this? What can I do differently? And get some resources too. And I think that's important, because many times we like to do everything on our own, but it is important to get some resources to help us.
Absolutely.
Now, you have an absolutely fabulous gift for our listeners tonight. So you want to talk about that?
Yes. My gift is the first person who sends an email that they have listened to the show and would like to have a free session, $125 value. It can be done over the phone. So if you're not in my location, that's certainly doable. And it would be just the first session for someone who wants to unravel something in their life. So for $125, you'll get a good grip on what you want to settle it for in your life. And you can go on my website, www.drdorothy.net, and find all the different things that I address. And so the first person who sends an email saying that they want to have the free session will get the free session.
Awesome, awesome. So that is for whoever sends you an email. Did you give us the email?
Yes. Oh, no, I didn't. Dr. Dorothy, okay. I'm sorry. Dorothy, Dorothy, Ned, Ned, at gmail.com. Dorothy, Ned, at gmail.com.
Awesome.
And if you go on to my website, drdorothy.net, you will see where you can contact me through my website.
Awesome. So either way, whichever comes in first, the first person who gets to you can receive a free session with you, which is fabulous.
Absolutely.
And there is no charge for doing this. It's a free session to work with them on whatever they desire, right?
Correct. And even if they don't know what they want to work on, all they know is I'm stuck in life, or I just had a breakup and I with my significant other and I want to get my life started over again. Any of those things are applicable. So whatever the issue is that you're struggling with, give me a call and we can give you some good insight and also some good ways to jumpstart creating your dynamic future.
Awesome. Dorothy, thank you so much for being on the Living Smart and Well show. And you can see Dorothy's website at drdorothy.net. That's drdorothy.net.
Yes, that's drdorothy.net.
Okay. And you can work with her on how to create your dynamic future. Dorothy, thank you. And now I'm going to go to break, and I shall be right back with my next guest.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Welcome back to the INF Gracie Show, Living Smart and Well. My previous guest was Dr. Dorothy Neddemeyer. She is a metaphysician, hypnotherapist, and a regression specialist, and she can work with you on creating your dynamic future. Be sure to reach out to her at drdorothy.net and send her a message, and the first person who sends her an email will receive a free consult with Dr. Dorothy, which I think is totally fabulous. Now, my next guest tonight is a person that I met also. After, I think, 3 years, I was doing a workshop, and one of my participants says, I have a friend who has a book out. You need to read this book, and you need to meet her. I said, okay, fine. So she brought me the book, Super Vitamins, How to Stop Saying I Hate You to Yourself. So I contacted this person, and it's interesting because when I contacted her, we chatted for a couple of times, but we never hooked up. 3 years later, I was doing my own book signing, and at the end of the book signing, she walks up to me and she says, I'm Gaia Devi Doolin. And I just screamed. I'm like, I've been trying to meet you for 3 years. I am so thrilled to finally meet you. So we have become very good friends. And Gaia, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. And the reason you're with me tonight is to talk about your journey and Smile America. Let's talk a little bit about what Smile America is. And, well, first of all, let me tell us a little bit about you, and then let's talk about what Smile America is. I'm so excited about it, I forgot to ask.
Okay. Well, I thank you for inviting me to be on your show, and I'm glad to be here. A little bit about myself. I'm a mom and a wife and a musician and an author, and I work with vibrational energy or vibrational medicine, you could call it either, and that's about raising your vibrations to the level of what you're consciously willing to align with rather than living in a stuck place like Dr. Dorothy was just talking about. So I help people to align with their energy, their true energy, and their true selves, and talk. I give lectures and workshops and just, I guess you call it, all-around super mom, which I love.
And that definitely are. Now, let's talk a little bit about Smile America and how you believe, because I know this is one of your beliefs, that Smile America can help us to create the life that we desire, no matter what is going on in the universe. How does that come about?
We have to decide, we have to make a choice that where we are, if we're in an unhappy state or a discouraged state or a hopeless feeling state of mind, we have to decide that doesn't feel good, and we have to decide we're going to do something about it. And it's only ourselves that can do anything about it. We can get help and assistance for helping us to recognize and to see, but we ultimately are the ones that are in charge with changing our thought vibrations, our thought frequencies. And when we do, when we raise our thoughts to a higher level where we're definitely much more improved in our happiness state, we can just go up the ladder gradually, or, you know, take a quantum jump to be where we desire to be, instead of being in a sad, dopey, mopey state of mind, thinking that nobody can help us. So, smiling, all it does is take a few muscles, find something to smile about, go in your little mental bin and find out what has made you happy in the past. Look at that. You know, is it seeing a butterfly land on you, or seeing a snake do special little tricks? Anything of nature. I know you laugh. I know why you are. maybe you have pets or a cockatiel, and just take your time out of worrying about yourself and go see what God has in store for you. And if you don't believe in God,
I love what you said. I love what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Take some time from worrying about yourself,
mm-hmm.
because that's really where we start to go down the rabbit hole, if you will, when
mm-hmm.
we start to worry about ourselves. Because I have noticed when I'm focused outward of me,
mm-hmm.
then I'm not going down the rabbit hole because I'm helping somebody else.
Exactly, yeah, and there's a lot of joy in doing that, you know, not thinking about yourself. I was hearing a story yesterday, as a matter of fact, from Chris, my husband Chris, and he was sharing how a worker was on a bike, a motorbike, and the motorbike started giving him trouble, so he took it to a place. He had no idea about the workmanship of the people there. So he took it in, and the guy gave him an idea of what was the problem, and he was able to fix it, and so he asked him how much he owed him, and the mechanic said, "Nothing. Oh, man, I'm glad I could help you. I see you're out of town by your license, and there's no charge." And the guy said, "Well, I want to give you something." And he said, "No, no." And if he had accepted it with not wanting to accept it, he would not be in the place where he was giving and being of help and service out of his heart. It's good to accept when God gives you something, when the universe gives you something, it's good to accept it. And there's also times when you just want to do something of yourself without charging anyone, because it feels good. It feels good to give a helping hand. And that's, you know, that's what we're made of. We're made of love. And if we're denied of giving that love through something as simple as fixing somebody's brake or tire or something like that, then we're kind of denying them their wealth, so to speak. So you want to be grateful to everyone, grateful to the universe, grateful to yourself for looking out for yourself and wanting to think better and be a better person. And if you're constantly downing yourself and looking down at yourself and bemoaning, you know, what you think is going on, you're not going to be where you want to be, which is happy and smiling and sharing your smile with others. We play music, which I know you know, and we play at the Divine Gourmet Wines over in DeLand, Florida. And so one of the ladies there, I noticed how she was always beaming when she would be watching us sing, watching me. I could feel her watching me especially. Watching us sing, and she finally, not so much finally like I was expecting something, but as I was going out the door, she was going out the door too, and she said, "You have such a beautiful smile, and I don't see that from people ordinarily, and you just make me smile when I see you so full of life and so full of love for everyone." And so I smiled even bigger and told her how thankful I was that she was able to share that with me, and I was glad that she could feel the love that I was, you know, feeling. So it's really important, even though it's quiet, you know, it's a quiet thing you do, but your smile has an effect on many people, wherever you go.
That's true. Now let's talk about Smile America, how it came in, what it is, and how it came into being.
It came into being through, my goodness, through a book that I co-authored with several women, and you being one of them. And the book was called, or is called, Americans Saving Ourselves Together, How to Thrive in the 21st Century. And one of the authors across America is from North Carolina. Her name is Cece Sneed. And Cece had written, we all wrote articles for the book, put them all together, and then got our compilation. Well, Cece wrote a book, a chapter, and the subtitle of one of the chapters, of her chapter, was called Smile America. And all of the chapters and subtitles were great, but this particular one just stood out in my heart. And over, I kept hearing, something's going to happen with this. So I heard to write a song about it in relation to helping to pick up the energy and help to motivate people to look back and see where it is that they missed the train for being happy and smiling and being satisfied and growing. And so I wrote a song called Smile America. And Chris helped me with the arrangement, helped me with the recording. And so as a result of that, we played this particular song at the book signing you and I did about 2 years ago, and people just fell in love with it. And they said that it's going to be a hit. It has to be a hit. And so, Inez, even though you heard the song, it wasn't until shortly afterwards you had said, I know someone I'd like to hear. Have them hear your song. And he's a recording engineer. And so I said, okay. And I asked you, oh, you told me his name was Maurice. And I said, you mean Maurice Starr in DeLand? And you said, yeah. And you called him right away. And he had me come in to meet him with you a day later, I believe it was. And Smile America began there pretty much as far as the recording end of it goes. So we have a book, and we have a 12 original song CD called Smile America, which is in production right now.
And on that note, I actually have the MP3 of Smile America, and I would like to play that for our listeners, a part of it. I'm not going to play it all because I want to talk some more about how this came into being. But I want to play a little bit of it, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's just a little bit of Smile America, and that is going to be released when?
May 21st.
So, ooh, I'm excited. I am so privileged to be able to play that for you because I love it. I think those lyrics have so much meaning to them, and it sends such a message that just smiling. It's not asking me to give anybody any money, pick up anything heavy, and just as you walk and give somebody a smile. And that's one of the tips I'd like my listeners to get tonight and use this week, and that is to, wherever you are, send somebody a smile. Just smile at them. And for the most part, you will discover that when you smile at somebody, you give them a smile, they will give you one back. I've only experienced once in my lifetime where I smiled at a woman in the mall, and she said, "What you smiling at?" And I'm like, "Oh, nothing."
Oh,
so that let me know she was really an unhappy person that day. But for the most part, when you smile at people, they will send a smile back, and it lifts them up too. And there's something that's magnetic about smiling that changes your energy and makes things look better in the world. So when we talk about Smile America and how you came to write it and how you were, you know, you got your CD and everything done, talk a little bit about the book, because I know there's also a book that goes along with this.
Yes. Working with Maurice Starr, he's a Grammy Award-winning recording engineer and producer, and working with him probably like halfway, no, about one quarter of the way through the first couple of songs, he said, "Chris and Diet, you all ought to write a book about your lives that goes along with this CD." And we didn't question it at all. We both said yes right away. Yes, you're right. We're going to do that. And that's what we set about doing immediately. We just know that it's really important for people to get it, to get the message. And by smiling, you just erase a lot of negativity, a lot of negative mental mass. You just erase it immediately when you do. And like we said earlier in the show, it just transforms you, and it transforms the others around you who see you smiling. And it makes them feel good. It really does. And I know you all know that. But our book is a reminder that you have the power, just with a simple little tool as smiling. You have the power to change your life, change your world, change your thoughts, change your living situation. And when you're not grumbling and being sarcastic and trying to hurt someone and trying to better up someone and put them down, when you're not doing that, then you open the door for bliss and joy to come into your life, and peace and clarity.
Bliss, joy, peace and clarity. Does it sometimes show up perhaps as an obstacle or a setback, and if you look forward, you might find it? How might that work?
What's your question again?
How, if you say bliss, joy, peace, and all of that. Now, is it possible that it might come packaged differently than we expect, like an obstacle perhaps or a setback or something like that?
Well, we certainly have many examples of that we've written in our book. We've had many, many challenges, obstacles, but we didn't stay locked into how we were feeling when, you know, the situation arose or the person arose that had an effect on us in a negative way. We just turned things around, turned it over to God, surrender the feelings that we were feeling, and we were able to move on and into a better place. And it's the obstacles and challenges just makes you a stronger person if you set about saying, well, how am I going to fix this? How am I going to rearrange this? And it's kind of like working on a jigsaw puzzle. You don't give up unless you don't want to solve the puzzle, or if you think it's too difficult. Or you might go into something easier and then work up to doing a difficult puzzle. But I find it fun to turn things over to Christ or God or universal mind. I really think it's sometimes I get stuck and forget that I can do that, and it's so easy. But when I remember and I'm reminded, then things always work out for the better. And as you know, we were homeless at one time in our lives, Chris and I. And when you go through that type of phase, every day you see it as a blessing to yourself, or you can see it as a curse. But every day we saw it as a blessing. We were able to make money playing music. Might have been $11 or $4 or, you know, generally not more than 11 each day. We were able to have food, and the shelter was sleeping under a car in an apartment dwelling or somebody's porch or somebody's not somebody's park, but you know, a park area. And just be grateful and pray. Keep praying and being grateful and not being grumbling about the situation. And now, you know, we have a beautiful home. We have a pool we can swim in the summer since we're here in Florida. And we have two dogs and a beautiful cat. They're all beautiful. And so I have two sons here, and they're very happy, very happy, happy, happy.
And you know, that's so true, Daya, because you didn't get stuck in that, saying that this was it, and you looked for, mm-hmm. you kept looking at the brighter side. And I think sometimes when we get into challenges or things that don't look so good for us at the moment, we get so stuck and focused in looking at it that we cannot see past it.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps going spiraling downward, 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 rather than being able to see past and get out of the spiral and start mm-hmm. something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great example of having a challenge and an obstacle and mm-hmm. where you are now. So mm-hmm. let's just talk about this for a minute. This whole journey on which you've traveled
mm-hmm.
is not a journey that happened overnight. Can you give us a couple of the signposts that you see or milestones along the way that you can recognize right now and see that it was propelling you to where you are?
Oh, my gracious, yeah. I was teaching elementary school, making a pretty good salary, and I was also starting to learn how to play the guitar and write songs. I heard to quit teaching. I heard in a dream. I woke up the next day, and the dream had told me to pack my belongings and leave everything behind, meaning my security, financial security. So I asked Spirit to show me in the Bible verse if that was what I really saw and heard. And sure enough, I was shown that the verse, and it really said, pack your belongings. So I took it at its worth, and I thought I was to go to England and play music there for restaurants and things. So I sold my brand new Mustang. I sold all my Mary Kay products. I sold everything that I could so I wouldn't have any baggage, because I wasn't expecting to come back, which I am now, as you can see. But I was not allowed to go past the turnstile. Spirit had not allowed me to go past the turnstile. I was security checked. I was must have been checked 3 or 4 times, myself, my body, my clothing, you know, the way they do it, and my guitar. It was nothing in my guitar but my guitar case, but my guitar. And I was detained overnight, like sequestered in a motel somewhere with a taxi cab hanging outside that showed if I were to leave the building, I was going to be arrested, you know, during the night. And so I was brought back in the taxi to the Heathrow Airport and sent back here, sent back to the U.S. So that was definitely a sign. That was definitely a sign that I was going the wrong way. And I didn't know it, you know, until I came back. And this is where I met Chris in Philadelphia, on the streets of Philadelphia, playing music. So that was definitely another sign, right?
That's really a story. I got chills hearing that, man.
Mm-hmm. So there are many, many times.
And you come back home. Wow. All right, we've got about 4 minutes left. Let's talk about your big event that's coming up on May 21st.
Well, we've been recording for 2 years with Maurice Starr, all the songs, really getting everything the way we wanted to hear it, meaning how Spirit wanted us to have it recorded and heard and everything. And we're going to have a release party of our book and our CD on May 21st. And we're going to have Maurice there as a special guest, and we're going to have Eddie Joyner there and Dr. Nalani Valentine, who's a belly dancer. She's going to dance to one of our songs that she fell in love with. And we've just invited all our friends along the way who've supported us. And, of course, the millions of people won't be able to be there, but those who can will be there, and those in spirit will be there as well. So it'll be from 7 to 10, our original songs, and we'll be having raffles and a lot of fun, dancing, food. I forgot food, didn't I? Lots of food and lots of beverages at Divine Gourmet Wines, and that's in DeLand. But you must make a reservation or you won't be getting in.
You left out a major part of this.
Okay. Help me out here.
It is being streamed internationally.
Oh, yes, indeed. First time for us to do something like that. Yes. So if you can't be there, you can be sure to tune in. And I guess if you want to call Inez Bracey, Living Smart and Well, you can find more out about that. Or you can go on Facebook under Daya Devi Doolin, DayaDevi-Doolin, or ReverbNation.com. You can get more information there about how to get a reservation. And
okay.
And just be in tune, yeah. I just want everybody to remember that they're made here to be happy. You know, we're here to be happy and to share that happiness and joy with others. My husband
exactly.
feels the same
and
way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Chris is just lovely. I love Chris. Now, so on May 21st, from 7 to 10 p.m., you're going to be at Divine Wine. I was trying to see if I had the address for that, and I don't see it.
It's 1431 Orange Camp Road.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Divine Wine, 1431 Orange Camp Road. Mm-hmm. And it's from 7 to 10 p.m. May 21st, which is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you join us, and the event is going to be internationally streamed. So wherever you are in the world, you will be able to see it. We're also mm-hmm. going to be doing a virtual book signing. So as we are doing that, while we are at the break time between the time Daya is playing and the time that they're not playing, they will mm-hmm. be doing virtual book signings. So for those people who purchase the Smile America package, they will be able to see Daya on Skype signing virtually their book wherever they are in the world, which I think is an mm-hmm. awesome thing to do. So this mm-hmm. is meant to be. It is scheduled to be a magnificent night with Maurice Starr, Eddie Jonah, Nalani Valentine, Chris mm-hmm. and Daya Devi Doo. Who else
AKA
knows who
Level
might
7. Yes. Yes.
AKA Level 7. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So we are so thrilled to have you here and to talk it. And I got to play a bit of Smile America, first time on the airways. I'm thrilled about that also.
Yes, yes. So listen out, if you get to go to come to our show, you'll see and hear Ms. Inez Bracey taking a huge part in the evening events. So thank you, Inez, for the opportunity to be here.
Daya, thank you so much for being here. And tonight we have had two wonderful guests. And what I like about the two guests tonight, each of you talked about taking control of your life and how you can change your thinking mm-hmm. and change your life. So with two people who you all don't know each other, I just happen to know both of you. Mm-hmm. You don't know each other, but two people to come on the show tonight and say practically the exact same words, mm-hmm. it is amazing to me, because that means somewhere in the universe people are connecting at a higher level. And the message is you can control your life by taking full responsibility, deciding what you want, concentrating on that, and not on what you don't want. And stop letting what your past used to be govern your present moment and your future, because you get to decide. So tonight my guest has been Dorothy Nademeyer and Daya Devi Doolin. Thank you so much for being here. This has been the Inez Bracey Show. We will be back next week with another show filled with guests giving you wonderful tips on how you can just take one nugget, one tip each week, use it during the week, and see the significant, magnificent change that you create for your life because you decided to take full responsibility. Go out and create a fantabulous week.
All right.
Yo, everybody get up. Everybody get up. Everybody. Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.